Broadcasting live from Tuthill County Park, just outside of Flagstaff, for the KTAR News Get Outdoors with Mike Russell program that'll be going all day today. We're broadcasting from the Pepsi Amphitheater. If you're looking for something to do and in the neighborhood and you want to learn about anything and everything having to do with getting outside in Arizona, this is the place you want to come spend the day. Tuthill County Park, just outside of Flagstaff. Hey, we've got a giveaway we got to talk about here. We're in the 8 o'clock hour. We call it our outdoor living segment. And we've developed some newfound friends, some inventors. Have you ever opened your grill right there in front of guests and realized, oh, I didn't clean all that barbecue sauce off of it. My grill usually looks better than this. Here, give me a couple minutes. We'll burn it off and stuff. Look, we are giving away a grill bot. A grill bot.
A motorized self-cleaning bot inside the grill.
It makes the perfect gift for the griller in your life. It's the world's first automatic grill cleaning robot. It operates with the push of a button. It can be used on hot or cold grills made of high heat-resistant plastic. The unit is used on grills 250 degrees and below. So you kind of warm it up. You turn this grill bot on. Now, the last person that won one of these, I'm not going to say anything about them in particular, but they called us to let us know, oh, don't forget to close the lid. So you make sure your grill's below 250 degrees, warming it up just a little bit, I imagine, would increase the effectiveness. Turn this baby on, close the lid, and you'll hear it kind of banging around in there, bang, 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 hitting the sides of the inside of the grill. And in just a few minutes, you can open that grill up, and she is sparkling clean.
And it'll be yours to the next texter at 411-923 that can tell us, what butterfly does the Arboretum at Flagstaff particularly plant milkweeds to support?
Text the answer to 411-923. First one in will win a grill bot. Courtesy of Rosie on the house.
You would have had to heard last half hour to know that answer. This half hour, we transition. We brought in a special guest, Mr. Terry Dobbs, the Flagstaff store manager of Tractor Supply. And I tell you, Mr. Dobbs, someone that has watched RFD TV and the Old West Channel, for years I would see George Strait in his socks talking about his Tractor Supply. And we never had one in Arizona. I always wanted to know, what is a Tractor Supply?
Tractor Supply is everything.
Because you hear tractor and you immediately think, you know, John Deere or
that's
Massey
one
Ferguson.
Thing we don't have. We have parts for them. We don't have the actual tractors. We have everything else from dog food, livestock feed, any of that. We sell Western wear, men's and women's outdoor work clothing. Tools,
gloves.
Truck
you got
boxes.
Gloves.
Oh, we got work gloves. Yes,
you
we
got
do.
Gloves. I go into every Tractor Supply I pass just to make sure I've got the right glove for the situation.
You bet. We do sell a lot, do a lot in outdoor power equipment, everything from log splitters, riding mowers, push mowers, snow blowers in the wintertime, truck and trailer we got a ton of. We're just really all around shopping experience.
And you were making a point as we were going on air. I didn't get to ask you the details behind it, but you said something about your store in particular here at Flagstaff. There was something special and unique about it.
You know, our store is not designed like a lot of the 99% of the other tractor supplies out there. Being in Flagstaff, the city has a lot of specialties that they want the store to look like and stuff to represent Flagstaff. So we really have a beautiful store. You'll never see one like it in Arizona for sure. I don't know about anywhere else in the country.
Off the top of my head, the location Flagstaff on Business Route 40, you've got one in Prescott off of it going into Prescott Valley, then you've got another one going out of Prescott Valley on I think it's Williamson. I know Wickenburg, because that's the one I closest to my home. I believe there's one in Tolleson. I know there's one in Marana coming in off of 10 as you get into Tucson. Any locations I'm missing?
You're missing Sholo, Holbrook, Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu, Cave Creek.
So y'all have really
Cottonwood.
Come all into the state, every major,
you know,
major town.
In the last 2.5-3 years, I bet we've put 30 Tractor Supplies close to in Arizona alone. We are growing leaps and bounds. It's Tractor Supply is just a neat store to shop in and work for.
Now, in this outdoor living hour, a lot of times our topic will go to small backyard farms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the rest of this half hour is going to be, setting up the small backyard farm. If somebody's interested in chickens for eggs, goats for milk, rabbits.
Sure.
Let's get that set up. And I went to your store after we talked yesterday afternoon when you were setting up, and you're right. The masonry architecture in that store is absolutely beautiful. And I love the tent that was added to the masonry. It's kind of a red kind of, but it's the dirt of Flagstaff color that I'm not exactly sure what that color is, but it matches in the surrounding beautifully. And I've got five essentials here that if I was starting off, here's the five things I would walk away from.
Okay.
Now, I'll name off one, and you mentioned just how many options for that that exist.
Okay. I'll try my best.
Okay. The first one starting off was fuel. Fuel for your mowers, fuel for your weed eaters, fuel for...
Well, we have it all. We have everything from two-cycle motor oil, 40-weight to 50-weight. We have what they call True Fuel, which you no longer have to mix with oil. It comes pre-mixed in a can, good to go. All you got to do is pour it in your small engine, whether it's a weed eater or whatever, and go. It's wonderful. You don't have to worry about having the right mixture. We sell gas cans, diesel cans, kerosene cans, water cans. We sell everything for your fuel handling and fuel needs. Two-cycle oil, four-cycle oil, hydraulic oil, everything.
And in particular, what I liked is the storage containers. Not everybody has the external gas tank in the back of their pickup truck with a pump for their extra fuel that they need for their out engines. Y'all had a Flow-N-Go 14-gallon cart. And that was my pick for $199.
We really are a great price on everything. Tractor Supply advertises we won't be beat on price. We price match. If we're not already the lowest, we will be the lowest. We won't be beat on price. Tractor Supply, we empower all our team members, because we don't have employees. We have team members because we're all one big unit. We empower all our team members to make the right decision for the customer, to make sure the customer has the best shopping experience, a legendary shopping experience ever. So we won't be beat on price.
So that's number one, fuel storage. Number two on our five essentials for starting your own backyard homestead or backyard farm is cover. It's pretty expensive to... If I was going to build shade structure, and this is why I don't have one, I would build it like this amphitheater. I like to do things right. These masonry columns, these big steel covers. But that's not a realistic budget. You had multiple options of something I've never seen called Shed in a Box.
Mm-hmm. It's Shed in a Box. We've partnered with a company called Shelter Logic, and we carry everything from Shed in a Box, a Garage in a Box, carport, everything. Pertaining to shelter, easy up, they're easy to put together. So if you're looking for just a sunshade, let's say you wanted to put up a sunshade over your garden, we sell the shade cloth for that. We sell wood posts to help you put that in. We sell the anchors for all that to connect everything. We try to be your one-stop shop. We sell concrete, ready-mix quickcrete to help set your post. In the spring time, we sell greenhouses for the person wanting to set up their own garden in the backyard, but they want to get their plants started early. We sell greenhouses. We sell terrariums, as small as terrariums. This year we've started selling gardening seeds and herbs and stuff like that all year round. That way in January, if someone's wanting to start their seedlings, they can come to us for their seeds.
Arizona isn't known for a lot of rain, but we have a lot of sun. And even in Flagstaff, you're a lot closer to the sun. It doesn't make sense to have your equipment and tools just getting beat up all the time out there. Get them covered, that shade in the box. It's a great, you know, entry package. That how long do those covers last? That felt like pretty hardy material.
It's a great material. It's going to depend on a lot of things. One, direct sunlight, how well you take care of it. And everybody knows up here in Flagstaff especially, we get a lot of wind. If it's taken care of properly and it's anchored properly and set up for the conditions, it'll last you a long time. I actually have one of the Shelter Logic carports set up at my house, and because I store my firewood and everything under it, and I've had that for the 3 years that I've been here in Flagstaff, and I haven't had any problems with it.
Excellent. So that's number two, cover, and a shed in a box is a great opportunity there. Next is fencing. Now, when I'm building a fence, I like galvanized in the ground, welded in place, but to do that in the size and space that I need for my animals isn't, again, a realistic economic solution. You could put an electric fence up today.
You can. I have everything from electrical fencing for small areas that already come in a box, all set up for you with the rods, the wire, the electric fence charger, all that, all the way up to individual rolls of wire. We sell the T-posts, we sell wood posts. Fencing, you mentioned fencing. We have every kind of fencing you would need. Welded wire, woven wire, 6 foot, 4 foot. So we can meet all your fencing needs. My people are well trained. If we don't know the answer, we have tons of tools at our fingertips to find out exactly what you're going to need as far as, let's say, measurements you come up with a you know, specific measurement. We can tell you how much of each supply you're going to need.
And setting up the electric, that's one thing that has always kind of been a little bit of hesitation is relying on the power. If it goes down to the animals, figure out and go. I saw a solar charger for the electric fence in your store yesterday.
Yeah, we solar chargers out here especially are really big. People's land is so big out here that they don't always have enough room or have electric right there readily at their fingertips. So they'll put the solar-powered fence chargers out there with a deep cycle battery. They will set everything up, and then periodically they just have to go out and check it. The biggest reason people's electric fences go down, one is lightning, but two is there's not enough moisture in the ground for the ground rod to
conduct
electricity. So they'll go out there, and most of the ranchers out here know that, but your backyard person who's putting in the garden, they don't always realize that. They'll have a couple horses or maybe some goats or cows, and they'll have a fencer, and they'll come in and they'll say, well, my fencer isn't charging. It's not working. It's not charging the fence. And we'll ask them, well, do you have, like, you know, water around the ground rod? Oh, well, I don't know. It hasn't rained in a while. Yeah, try that, and that works.
We'll come back with two and one right after this. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning.